Welcome to the Willie Jackerson Experiment. I'm your host, the one, the only, Willie Jackerson. All right, so I have a really awesome show for you this week. I decided to cover Monster Jam. And, you know, looking back, one of the things that I always got into is I always got into monster trucks when I was a kid. Growing up, I remember Bigfoot really well, I always was a real big fan of Gravedigger, so I'm going to kind of get into that as a topic of just Bigfoot and Gravedigger, the two legendary pioneers of the monster truck industry, and, you know, there's a lot of things that I learned in this episode. I want to have a big shout out to California Monster Trucks channel, so go ahead and head over there and subscribe to them. I also have some songs that I found, some metal from the Monster Jam music, so I want to give a big shout out, thanks for them, and actually let you all know that you will be able to find all these songs in the Willie's Mile High playlist and over on Spotify. So if you want to figure out what music is being played, you can just head over there to Willie's Mile High Metal playlist and look up all the songs that were used in the making this episode. I really appreciate everyone. I just want to give a big shout out to the Colorado Avalanche in the first round of the playoffs. Getting ready to go watch game four today. So it's been a lot of fun following the playoffs. I'm probably going to do a little side episode I do every year where I actually throw in like a little Avalanche playoff episode. So I'm going to probably get that going. So I might actually have a little bit of a doubleheader for you at some point this week. So I kind of enjoy everyone joining, and like I say, just celebrated my 3-year anniversary last week, so that's pretty awesome. And really appreciate everyone just jumping in and kind of, you know, I've had so many requests over the years, people just saying, you know, have you done one on this, have you done one on that, and, you know, I really enjoy like the Houdini one, you know, and just different ones where people are like, hey, do you know anything about this? I'm like, no. So then I'll go look it up and I'll go research it and I'll record what I find out, and then I'll produce it as a podcast. And of course, I will throw some metal in there because we are always trying to keep America metal, and we're always going to make America metal again. So appreciate everyone joining, and thanks for all the love, thanks for all the positive reviews, and I've been getting a lot of really cool listens lately, a lot of people jumping in, so it means a lot. Thanks for joining, and remember, always make every day an easy day. Peace, see you guys next week.
Never prosper. I have fallen.
Permanent
failure. Struggle. Forget. Forget. Again.
Stop. Cancel.
First have focus.
Twisting.
Thunder.
Escape. Suffering.
Thank you. Falling deep into dimension. Have betrayed the fear, frightening the fear of fear.
Rolling conspiracy,
every one at me.
Freeness
of sanity.
Hear them calling
me.
$1.3 trillion. Trump just talks the talk. We walk the walk.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
This Sunday, we turn the Quahog Convention Center into a mud pit for the 28th annual Quahog Monster Truck Rally and Gun Show. See giant monster trucks, shoot at monster trucks, and best of all, you can smoke inside. See the Ghost Rider while smoking inside. Fire an AR-15 while smoking inside. Or just stand around and smoke inside. Seriously, we're cool with it. Throw your butts on the ground. We don't care. Watch real loud trucks and smell the smoke that reminds you of your dead alcoholic stepdad who you're glad is dead but still miss anyway.
Rest in peace, Gene.
Forget which beer can is your ashtray. And whenever you feel like it,
shout racial stuff.
You will not be the fattest person there. And if you are, get that shirt off. Come get your picture taken with Tila Tequila and smoke a cigarette with her. Spray soda on somebody.
Punch a baby. Smoke inside.
Loud trucks, guns. It's all happening at the Quahog Convention Center, so hold in all your farts till this Sunday.
Farts.
I've gotten several nicknames. One of the biggest ones that stick out in my mind was One Run Anderson. I would run one time, but I'm gonna tell you right now, you better have your cameras ready because it was gonna be one big bad run. I'm Dennis Anderson and I'm the original Gravedigger. If you don't know what a monster truck is, it's because you're a concrete cruising city slicker. The definition of a monster truck is it has to have a 66-43 Terra tire, meaning 66 inches tall, 43 inches wide, and normally they're around 10 to 12 foot tall and 12 foot wide, and they usually weigh about 10 to 12,000 pounds. That's what a monster truck is. My goal in life as a kid growing up is I wanted to be this big farmer. It never really was a goal in life for me to be a pro Monster Jam truck driver.
Dennis Anderson and the Gravedigger!
The whole legacy of Gravedigger, this right here was the first stepping stone. My goal in life as I was building this truck was to have a big, nice shop with a concrete floor because I built this thing in a tin chicken house. I call it my empire, and it's the Gravedigger empire here. Now we're up to 9 Gravediggers. We've built 32 Gravedigger trucks in the last 34 years. This is the dyno room, my most favorite place on the property. 1,500 horsepower, and we're gonna see a test pull right now. Yeah, baby! Trust me, I have paid my dues all the way down the line. I have fractured my back, I've broke my shoulder, I've broke my ribs, I've broke my nose a couple of times, I've broke my arms. When you talk about living a dream, that's this old guy right here. I never have grown up, I still love toys, and that's why Gravedigger is what it is today.
Keys in the ignition, so drivers fire your engines. It's a battle to the end, never give up, never give in. It's grit and guts, dirt and dust. Get out your seat and put your hands up. Let's ride, we got the green light. It's a party in the pit tonight.
That's right.
Let's go, this is how we roll on tires that are larger than life. Doesn't matter. Running through your blood, time to get loud. Everybody buckle up. You waited, now you made it to the greatest show on dirt. It's the Monster Jam. 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 Yeah. It's wheelies and backflips, donuts and burnouts and walk-ins. Full throttle, head to head. You be the judge of which truck's gonna win. Let's ride, we got the green light. It's a party in the pit tonight.
That's right.
through your blood. Time to get loud, everybody buckle up. You waited, now you made it to the greatest show on dirt. It's the Monster Jam. 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 When I say monster, you say jam. Monster.
Jam.
Monster.
Jam.
Yeah, when I say monster, you say jam. Monster.
Jam.
Monster. Jam, jam, jam. Yeah.
Jerry Bonato in a small pod, crammed in tight quarters. Why? To find Bigfoot. On the ever elusive search, we will seek out the predator known as
Bigfoot.
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 Monster Jam.
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 And there's only one thing missing.
The name Bigfoot is synonymous with monster trucks, often seen as the pioneer in the truck that popularized the attraction and eventually the motorsport. Touting itself as the original monster truck, nothing would be the same in the world of monster trucks without Bigfoot having been its icon for so many years. Monster Jam is also synonymous with monster trucks, being the flagship event of the USHRA for 3 decades and being the most successful monster truck promotion of all time. Having outlasted almost all of its competitors and contemporaries, Monster Jam is the largest platform that any monster truck can be seen competing on, and has been so since the name Monster Jam was first coined in October of 1992. However, in the current year, Bigfoot and Monster Jam seem to mix like oil and water, and while a lot of people wouldn't know this, this has been the case for almost 25 years. Aside from some very rare occasions, Bigfoot and Monster Jam have had almost nothing to do with one another since the late 1990s. But why is this the case? Why aren't the world's most famous monster truck and the world's most famous monster truck promoter doing business with one another? That's something that can be answered in this video. For the sake of brevity, although the name Monster Jam was not coined until October of 1992, and USHRA officiated monster truck competition has been under at least 6 different ownerships over the past 4 decades, we'll be referring to the company under all previous forms of ownership simply as Monster Jam, which they have retroactively done themselves, and even though those in charge have changed around quite a bit, the overall intentions and structure of the company have gone through very few sudden changes over time. To give a brief history lesson, the United States Hot Rod Association, or USHRA, has been active for over 40 years and has featured monster trucks at their events for almost as long, originally being a side act for the tractor pulling, and within a decade becoming the main event at nearly all of their shows. Now owned by Feld Motorsports, USHRA Monster Jam has been the premier league for all monster trucks in terms of scope, publicity, and fan attendance for well over 3 decades. While there are still numerous successful touring monster truck leagues in the United States and elsewhere, when it comes to large, high-profile venues in major cities, along with the level of competition expected and required, Monster Jam is still currently unmatched. And for as long as the USHRA was hosting monster truck events, Bigfoot was participating in them. Bigfoot may not have actually been the original monster truck, as there were a handful of other would-be monster trucks that were built around the same time as Bigfoot, but it was the one that drew widespread attention to the concept of a monster truck and made itself a household name in the 1980s. Bigfoot has also been described as the Hulk Hogan of monster trucks, so to speak, in that one's existence and popularity marked a major turning point for not only the form of entertainment they were a part of, but for their overall cultural relevance as well. During that time, Bigfoot was monster trucks.
In the left-hand lane, out of St. Louis, Missouri, the original monster truck, Dan Runty and Bigfoot! Yeah! and the right-hand lane from Kill Devil Hills, North Carolina, Dennis Anderson and the Grave Digger!
Even though Bigfoot was dominating in just about every circuit and was undoubtedly the biggest name in monster trucks, Gravedigger was the most heavily promoted on the USHRA circuit, and on that circuit was becoming the most popular as well. Dennis Anderson's Gravedigger was one of the most uniquely designed and intricately painted trucks of its time, and its drivers were some of the wildest on the circuit, contrasting Bigfoot's more clean-cut looks and pinpoint accurate driving style. As Army Armstrong once put it, it's the pencil versus the computer. Gravedigger would even have multiple video releases through the USHRA, with Bigfoot releasing theirs independently. On top of that, Gravedigger was also being paid the most by Monster Jam, specifically in terms of merchandising, which Gravedigger was selling much more of on the USHRA circuit than Bigfoot was. Bigfoot felt somewhat slighted by Monster Jam as a result, as if they were being slotted into a second place position behind Gravedigger that they didn't deserve to be in.
Hello, Bigfoot.
Gravedigger, what are you doing here?
Oh, I heard there was a monster party, so I thought I'd truck on by.
Should have known you'd be here when I saw your Gravedigger monster truck in the driveway. There's not room enough for the both of us at this party.
For once, Bigfoot, I agree with you.
The two teams were heated rivals on the track, but there was a growing corporate rivalry as well. Bigfoot has also been known to record archival footage of their trucks competing and performing at various events, and have done so since the truck's inception in the 1970s. They are one of the only monster truck teams to not only record everything their trucks do for the sake of research and development, but to monetize it as well. A large amount of this footage can be found on YouTube via Bigfoot's official channel, as well as various DVDs and VHS tapes that have been released by the team throughout the years. However, one of the only times where Bigfoot was not allowed to record footage of their trucks was at USHRA events. This hasn't always been the case, however, since Bigfoot was able to record numerous USHRA events in the 1980s, like this one from the New Orleans Superdome in 1987, and it can be seen on their YouTube channel, but by the 1990s, the rules had changed. If the drivers wanted to see footage of their trucks competing at a USHRA event after the fact, they could request archival footage of their truck from Monster Jam to be sent to them directly, like everybody else, showing only their performances. Bigfoot wanted to record their own footage instead, which they had been doing almost everywhere else, but since they weren't allowed to, this was a point of contention for the team. Bigfoot liked their autonomy and their independence, and they weren't getting all of it while running for Monster Jam. Unfortunately, all of these issues came to a boiling point during the spring of 1998. Bigfoot was still prominently featured on Monster Jam's television, merchandising, and promo materials, but what was going on behind the scenes between both parties had only gotten worse. Another major point of contention had sprung up, and after months of negotiating, Bigfoot and Monster Jam decided to part ways, and Bigfoot would be completely gone from the promotion by the end of the summer. When it comes to trucks that were under Bigfoot's umbrella at the time, this included all versions of Bigfoot, Firestone Wilderness, Snakebite, Dungeon of Doom, Sting, and any other name the team wished to run, all of which were leaving Monster Jam. The last known USHRA event that Bigfoot competed at before departing was in Stafford Springs, Connecticut, with driver Dan Runte almost symbolically waving goodbye to the fans. After that, Bigfoot was gone. Unsurprisingly, this split created a lot of confusion among fans of the sport, both casual and expert fans, as there was no official announcement made by either party at the time. Monster Jam continued on without Bigfoot, and Bigfoot continued on without Monster Jam. Thankfully, the issue would be addressed by both parties 2 years later. In 2000 and 2001, TruckWorld.com would separately contact both Bob Chandler of Bigfoot 4x4 and then Vice President of SFX Motorsports Roy Jansen to speak about the ongoing split between both parties. SFX Motorsports were the owners of Monster Jam at the time, and were a subsidiary of Clear Channel. Unsurprisingly, these interviews led to both parties having different stories about what was happening and why. Both parties agreed that the split was due to a contractual disagreement regarding what was being offered by Monster Jam and what Bigfoot was willing to accept. Bob Chandler would confirm rumors that Monster Jam did in fact try to buy out Bigfoot in the same way they would buy out Gravedigger later in the same year, a matter which Roy chose not to comment on. This would in fact be the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, and what directly led to a relationship between both parties dissolving. Bob Chandler stated in both interviews that he had met with then-president of SFX Motorsports, Charlie Mancuso, in 1999 to resolve the differences between both parties. But Mancuso said rather bluntly that Monster Jam did not need Bigfoot anymore, and that they were going to build their own stars instead. This also ties into the Milestone Motorsports video that I made earlier this year, where in the absence of multiple major independent monster truck stars from Monster Jam's programming and merchandising, meant that they were able to build new stars out of other independent teams that they did have the merchandising rights to, as well as constructing their own fleet of monster trucks that they themselves owned. In both interviews, Roy Jansen stated that there was still an open door for Bigfoot to return to Monster Jam, and that it was purely a decision made by Bigfoot themselves not to return. Bob Chandler would deny this statement from Roy, but both parties acknowledged the disappointment of the fans regarding the situation, and that they had the fans' best interests in mind with their decisions. These are the only known interviews where a representative from Monster Jam has officially commented on the Bigfoot situation. It's not just that Bigfoot hasn't been able to compete for Monster Jam anymore, but neither party is interested in promoting the other in any capacity. Aside from a few very rare exceptions, Monster Jam has gone out of their way to almost never show any videos or images of Bigfoot, as well as never mentioning the truck by name. The same can be said for Bigfoot, who even went so far to completely block out a shot of Gravedigger doing a race they had filmed in 1990 and put on their YouTube channel. Monster Jam put out a DVD called The History of Monster Trucks at the Pontiac Silverdome, and while Bigfoot's first public car crush took place at a USHRA event in the same building, no clips of Bigfoot were shown on the DVD. Bigfoot was also heavily featured on the first Crash Madness release by Monster Jam, but will be removed from further releases of the same video. Oddly enough, some of the few times Bigfoot has been mentioned in a piece of Monster Jam programming is in relation to Gravedigger. The first time occurred when Dennis Anderson mentioned Bigfoot by name during the 1999 Monster Jam World Finals TV broadcast, since they were in Bigfoot's hometown of St. Louis, Missouri.
This is where Barefoot's from, Monster Patrol, Bulldozer, Barefoot, and Bigfoot's around here, but he's not here tonight, but this is their stomping grounds.
The second time would be during the Gravedigger 20th Anniversary home video, where Anderson would talk about the first time he defeated Bigfoot on television, and numerous other clips of Bigfoot appear in the video, as well as interviews with some of the drivers. The name Bigfoot was still being painted on the side of Gravedigger up until the mid-2000s as well. A stock photo of Bigfoot was accidentally included in the game Monster 4x4 Masters of Metal in 2003, despite the game being sponsored by Monster Jam. And in a 2001 episode of Monster Jam, a subtle reference to Bigfoot is seemingly made by announcer Scott Douglas in regards to John Seesock's sudden impact.
Tell you, he's an outstanding freestyler as well, and the folks who cheer for the Big Blue Ford Camp will love the way this guy gets around the track.
Former Bigfoot driver Eric Meager would go on to work with Monster Jam, even being credited as a former Bigfoot driver during the 2021 Hall of Fame ceremony. A short clip of Bigfoot was even shown on the Monster Jam video board back in the late 2010s during a montage video, before the show started. All that being said, there was one event that took place in 2003 where Bigfoot was able to compete for the USHRA once more, and that was the Ford 100th Anniversary event in Dearborn, Michigan. Since both Bigfoot and Monster Jam had Ford sponsorships, one with the Ford Motor Company and one with Ford Trucks, they were able to meet on neutral ground at Ford's request. This would officially be the last USHRA event that Bigfoot would compete at. Still, this wasn't even the last time that trucks owned by Monster Jam would compete against Bigfoot at an event, as before 2012, when Monster Jam still allowed their trucks to compete for non-Monster Jam events, there were still numerous encounters on the racetrack between both parties from 1998 until 2011. This photo of various Monster Jam trucks making a pit stop at Bigfoot headquarters in the mid-2010s showed that there was still some relationship between the two parties, even though this was a very controversial photo. Most of those who work for both Bigfoot and Monster Jam have had no issues with one another, with there even being those who have gone back and forth between the two, but it's those in charge who have been unable to mend their relationship. While most fingers point toward Monster Jam themselves ultimately being the catalyst for Bigfoot leaving the USHRA circuit, and especially since their attempted buyout was the main reason, Bob Chandler has consistently laid the blame on himself when speaking out about the issue. Whether Bigfoot truly was in an unmanageable position, or if they chose to leave Monster Jam out of pride or spite, is up for debate. But it seems clear that Bigfoot wanted their independence over their larger exposure, so they chose to leave. To look at it from a business perspective, depending on what the offer was, It wouldn't have made much sense for Bigfoot to sell themselves to Monster Jam, since they were so popular outside of it, essentially becoming a part of Americana, also with how much they valued their autonomy. For Gravedigger, it made a lot more sense to sell to Monster Jam, since the team wasn't making that much money with how hard the trucks were being run, and because their popularity was mostly within the world of monster trucks and specifically with Monster Jam. Bob Chandler has been very outspoken about wishing he had handled the situation differently, and wishing he had stayed with Monster Jam despite all of the issues, even so far as stating that he personally feels he let the fans down, most recently being in a 2017 Car and Driver interview. It's not that he wishes he had sold the team to Monster Jam, being the creator and former owner of the team, as that wasn't even an ultimatum made at the time, but Bob has continually stated that the offer remains on the table for Monster Jam to invite Bigfoot back to their events, but that same interest is not mutually felt. To call back to what Charlie Mancuso allegedly said back in 1999, did Monster Jam really need Bigfoot post-1998? The short answer is no. Bob Chandler himself agreed with this sentiment, but felt that with Bigfoot, Monster Jam would grow even bigger than they already have. After 1998, Bigfoot didn't really need Monster Jam either. While the biggest stage had shut out what was arguably the most famous monster truck in the world at the time, Bigfoot didn't struggle to find work as a result. They did lose a lot of exposure over time by leaving the USHRA circuit, but in 1998, that wasn't something that they could have easily predicted. At the time, there was still at least one other monster truck program on television with major exposure, being TNN's Motor Madness, which covered USA Motorsports events. However, USA Motorsports would be bought out by Monster Jam by the end of the year, with them also acquiring the Motor Madness program and time slot as well. Since then, there has only been one widely syndicated monster truck program on television, that being Monster Jam, who has still been able to operate in large and small venues across the country and across the world at the highest of levels. In that time, Bigfoot has competed for just about every monster truck series and promotion there's been since, with Hot Wheels Monster Truck Live being their main platform today. That being said, Monster Jam and Hot Wheels have had various legal disputes within the last 5 years, and with Bigfoot being the flagship of Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, this is another reason why it's unlikely for Bigfoot and Monster Jam to do business together once again. Another reason is Bigfoot's sponsorship with Firestone Tires, which has gone on for over 3 decades, and with Monster Jam running almost exclusively BKT tires on every truck that competes there, it's unlikely there would be a compromise for Bigfoot in this regard. Even though many of the higher-ups from back then, such as Charlie Mancuso, don't actually work for Monster Jam anymore, the Hot Wheels deal as well as the Firestone Tire sponsorship are the two biggest obstacles between Bigfoot and Monster Jam doing business together once again, as well as any lingering sour grapes that there might be. Still, even without the massive exposure that Monster Jam would give them, Bigfoot's presence as a household name has lessened, but has yet to go away. And it's also clear that the lack of Bigfoot has done very little to stunt Monster Jam's growth over the past quarter century as well. Unfortunately for most fans of the sport, the relationship between both parties has shown very little signs of improvement over the last 24 years. For what is easily the most infamous controversy in monster truck history, it's also one that most fans don't know much about, and more casual fans might know nothing about at all. Monster Jam's modern timeline really only goes back to the year 2000, and with multiple generations of fans having gotten into the sport since then, not many fans under 30 can even remember Bigfoot and Monster Jam having anything to do with one another. Unfortunately, as stated in the beginning of this video, a lot of key information is not always easy to find, so it's hard not to rely on rumors and innuendo when trying to make an objective view on this issue. As a result, even though there's been very little progress since then, it's important for any fan to know why perhaps the most important change in monster truck history took place, which begets the creation of this video. For the past 24 years, monster truck fans have been patiently waiting to see what the future holds.
Listen, I'm going to say this. If there was ever an opportunity to bring Bigfoot, and this may get cut from the show, I don't know, but if there was ever an opportunity for Gravedigger, Bigfoot, and Max D to be on a tour together, you might as well print the money from the factory. Yeah. We could have Monopoly money there, but who knows if that's going to happen.
Yeah, and we've answered this before. I know you don't want to go down this road too much here, and like you say, make a cut from the show, but it's always been business decisions, and there are great people on both sides of this, but they're just on, and they're both very successful, Monster Jam and that organization. It's just never been allowed to merge to where it was in the best interest of both, and I get it, and I'm a Monster Jam guy. but I love those guys. And I know none of us are here without Mr. Bob Chandler and Jim Cramer and those guys throwing some big wheels on a truck.
You got to have respect for you know, where
sure
respect
do.
Is
sure
due.
Thanks for joining my Monster Jam episode, and I appreciate you all joining. I'm going to have us take out by Metal Militia theme song, so check out the Monster Jam music on YouTube and Spotify. See y'all next week.
handles. Don't try this at home.